Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Are you so over Instagram and Snapchat?
The cool way to connect is now email.
We're TNT at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
And the telephone.
Landlines are the coolest.
877-931-4TNT.
877-931-4868.
Hate it when they put letters in it.
Now, more of the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
His sperm is strong.
Mike was on PD.
Sorry.
That's okay. Sorry about that. John Morgan in the studio later on this morning.
Ooh. Did you say that you didn't like... Ex-Army Sniper?
No. I said I was afraid of that name.
Okay.
So I hope he wins. I kind of paused. When Craig said it, he paused. I went, oh, I know. I went to say, that's what I went to say. And then Craig and just went to the next name.
I did.
No, I said, well, you have a name like that. I hope you win.
Well, you've pissed off somebody.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Uh-oh.
Jesus, I did not say that. Craig was reading the list, and I went to interrupt real quickly about after he said that name. And the thing I was going to say was,
doesn't matter what you say.
Oh, Jesus.
Matters
Christ.
What they heard.
I'm tired of
right.
people.
And fortunately, it was Tyler.
Yeah, I really hate. That is one of those things. I'm jumping on that bandwagon. I hate Army Snipers.
Ex Army Snipers.
By the way,
quitters.
Listen to the whole frickin' show and tired of people.
Or at least the whole sentence.
Thank you.
You don't need to listen to the whole show. Just listen to...
I don't even say that. Craig says a name, and I go, oh, man, I don't know. I kind of start to say something. That's all I say in that bit.
I moved on.
Yeah. Right.
To so finding your rectum. Yeah, but...
Yeah. Thank you. You did, right.
Your rectum.
Let me reassure you that if ex-Army Sniper is participating in the Deadpool, he's probably a fan of the show and would protect you.
Well, is he the guy that emailed?
No.
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 Some other douchebag?
I don't even know if he's being douchey. Well, he's being douchey,
but
I think he's trying to be funny.
Well.
No, I don't think he is.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You can read all these years. You can tell.
When he sends,
if you're typing an email out to us, good chance you're a douche anyway.
When you send an email.
That's about 80% of you, and then 20% of you get it.
Well, this is a Facebook note.
Oh, that's all. Then you're 90% you're a douchey.
I don't know. The Facebook notes are usually.
They're not bad.
But this one, when you send a note like that, and then like 5 minutes later, you send another note saying, what? No reply?
Oh, yeah.
Like that's giving.
Well, here's our reply. I didn't say that.
That's douchey.
Here's our reply, douche. I didn't say that. We spread our souls out for 4.5 hours every day, all of us. And you don't hear anything right.
And sometimes
and you
stumble over words.
Yes.
And sometimes the message doesn't come out as we
intend. Or not even say that at all.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what drove me crazy about that.
He heard that, so you hate all military is basically what he's saying.
That's the big jump he's making.
Yeah,
you probably stay in the locker room when the anthem's on, don't you?
First of all, I'm not in the game. No. I'm not on a team.
So for all the many, many years
of
that
what?
Over and over and over, love the troops, love the veterans, help out the veterans.
Am I the guy saying I love World War II, the Allies
you
yesterday?
Are, yes.
Leftist.
You are currently
saying
that. I'm
a leftist who hate Nazis.
Yes. And then someone mishears one thing that you said.
Yeah.
And all of that other stuff is shot.
Oh, that's daily. That's why you shouldn't read social media, Craig.
And yeah.
And good, because you don't have to deal with these guys.
Welcome to the internet.
Right.
So now I think David owes us a reply and an apology. What?
Good
no
luck.
Apology?
David.
Sorry, I wasn't paying attention. That's all we need from you.
He's had a quick trigger finger, for lack of a better term.
That is lack of a better term.
Okay, that would be lack of a better term.
You're playing with fire, man.
Whatever. Yeah. Every damn day. Read our email. It's life.
So aside from ex-Army sniper getting a hit.
Good for him.
I like that guy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Fine fella.
I want him by my side when I go into battle.
Absolutely. Let's see.
He wouldn't be by your side, by the way, if you're in the battle, unless you're with him.
Yeah, the snipers are usually somewhere you can't see them.
Okay,
they're
in the back picking guys up.
I want him picking off the guys in front of me.
There you go.
Yeah. I want him on a nice perch.
Hanging Chad gets a hit with Fats Domino, as does he dodged it nicely. The Helmet Up Brigade making a...
Those guys are cool with me.
Making an impression.
Because it's my gang. It's my gang.
Yeah, but it's the snipers that have your back.
The House of Nuru gets a hit.
Oh, God.
The House of Nuru, or not Lou Holtz's House of Nuru?
No, this is just House of Nuru.
Oh, just
different,
House.
Different establishment.
Yeah.
I'd rather go to that one.
Yes, much better than Lou Holtz's House of Nuru.
Yeah, they might actually use lube instead of spittle from Lou Holtz.
As long as it's slippery.
I was also under the impression that Lou used a unique combination.
Yeah, but you don't know how much spittle's in there.
Blend.
You don't know how much spittle's in there.
IBS free since 2013.
How much spittle's in that, Lou?
Well, I don't get they bring the ink cold.
He don't even know.
Well, he should list the ingredients.
Apology yet?
Of his new roux.
Apology yet?
Oh, sorry. I had to walk into work. What was said? Like he wasn't paying attention before. I get the impression this guy really doesn't pay attention.
Let me start off by apologizing from me, or I'm sorry, from you to me, and I do not accept it.
That's right.
You don't walk into work when we're about to talk to you. That's when you stay in your damn car
right. And
listen to the radio. That's why we bust our ass day in and day out, so people will stay in their car.
That's right.
Listen to what's going on the radio.
I know people that do that.
And be late for work. We get that, well, not every day, but...
I get that.
We get that every once in a while.
I should golf and Beamer gets a hit with Fats Domino, as does Ivan. Here's five. Now let me touch it.
I should golf and Beamer. He's just a guy with... He's working for the Chamber of Commerce of Beamer.
No.
Exactly what
I think he's the golf course
I know, but he wants
Beamer.
You to go golf there. I know that. I Todd knows, dude. He's pretty cool.
I'm amused by that
I am, too. It's like I'll just use this as a... Well, it's just like the hot dog guy that throws a name in there to get a plug.
He's a shameless huckster.
Right, and I'm amused by it.
And me too.
I'm sure it's a fine golf course. Justin Bieber's areola gets a hit.
No. Well, it is a fine golf course.
Hey, be careful.
But some of the greens are just unfair.
All right.
Oh. All right.
It's a difficult golf course.
Oh. Okay.
Just warning you.
All right. I'll be careful when I go play.
You do.
And Kaepernick's knee gets a hit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I shouldn't say anything about that.
Taking a knee on the death pool anthem.
Oh, that's just some of the hits that we have with Fats Domino.
If that guy was in his car, how was he Facebooking us?
On his phone.
Driving while your phone? Get off the phone.
I don't know.
Get off the phone.
He might have been in a red light.
Right.
Get off the phone.
I can't speak for him. He might have sent that before.
He was in a car.
He went to work and then had a short commute to work.
We just said it 2 seconds ago.
And a long walk, apparently.
All right. Who else had Fat Domino?
He doesn't have
Fat Domino.
The Primo parking.
See? He doesn't sound like a boss. Fats Domino.
Fats. Opioid abuse, social media, uranium. None of them sound fun, do they?
None of them do, and they're not even,
Oh, I thought those were Deadpool names.
Opioid abuse could be one.
Right. No, the uranium deal's a big deal.
That's in the weeds.
That's convoluted.
Yeah,
it really is.
Look into that, see if you think it's a big deal.
I don't. I mean, I'm not going to say that because of the lefty thing. I'm just going to say it's just convoluted.
Yeah, look into it. Yeah.
Like we're not going to do the WikiLeaks thing either. It's convoluted, you know?
Yeah.
And that's on the right side.
Yeah,
so.
Both those stories have a lot of layers to it.
Yeah. They really
do. All I know is he's really smart, and he's been to the best schools, and he knows the best words.
And the uranium, it's all Clinton's fault?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, she's not in office.
But look into it, and then, you know, you realize they really didn't have anything. Nobody really had anything
no,
to do
I
with
saw
that.
A non.
Blah,
yeah,
blah, blah.
She had nothing to do with it.
But
I know.
If you got to boil it down.
You got to throw the shiny thing up to piss them off.
You do.
Because I got to email
And the WikiLeaks thing, boil that down to just one sentence.
Yeah.
You know, so it fits into my news feed.
It's got the best words.
Yeah. So people don't have to read so much of my news feed.
Mm-hmm.
More importantly, the White House is floating the idea of a gas tax next year.
First one in how many years?
Many years.
By the way, that's really going to help the middle class, right?
93.
Yeah, all you middle class Republicans out there.
93.
A lot of you. Most people I know. Where are you at with this? You don't want a gas tax, do you? No.
They're raising the prospect this week.
That's your pocketbook. And by the way, he also came back with the 401k thing, too, saying, we might go after that.
Which was just a couple of minutes after saying that he wouldn't go after it.
Of course.
I mean, in the same little press conference that everyone advises him not to have.
Yeah. Both of those.
He was walking to the helicopter.
They hammer working middle class families. Hammer both. Of us.
This is why you have to calm down. Because he says one thing, and then he says the exact opposite
thing five minutes later. I know, but this is why he went back to it. But, no, they went and said they were happy. The Republicans on my Facebook were saying, hey, he said he's not going to touch 401k. I said, you give it a minute. And he turned around right away.
The sky is falling. Yeah. Too much with you. You got to wait. Because he'll change his mind in 5 minutes.
Well, if the Congress is going to pass it, he'll sign anything. That's the key here, Todd. He will sign anything that's passed through Republican Congress.
The federal gas tax of 18.4 cents a gallon has not changed since 1993. Now, some people will argue that a higher gas tax will help us move into less of a petroleum and fossil fuel society.
Well, and normally we would, except for this guy loves fossil fuel.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
But still, is still true.
Isn't it all about cash for a lot of people, though? I agree with that, but isn't it all about cash?
You could invest it in infrastructure. I don't know if that's the plan.
Yes, it is.
But there's always benefit. Well, and every state. Does every state have a gas tax?
I believe there is a state gas tax, yes. Yeah.
There might be some states that don't. I'm pretty sure they all do.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they do. I'm pretty sure they've all got a sales tax, even though they don't have an income tax.
No, not all states have a sales tax. Like Oregon doesn't.
Not even a sales tax?
Nope.
No.
That's why you go buy your big ticket items in the state of Oregon.
All right.
But they hammer
it's a long
you
haul to get them home,
on
though.
Property taxes. I mean, everybody kind of pays their fair share of taxes.
Unless you live there?
Well,
and then you can just go buy the stuff?
It doesn't all equal out. There are states you just pay more in general.
Oh, absolutely.
Like where we're living, by the way. You see that a lot. There's a bunch of old people that move out of the state because they can't afford because it's all taxed too high. Because the population isn't that huge, with the exception of Omaha and Lincoln.
Yes. R&B singer R. Kelly looking at more abuse allegations.
Get out of the last one. Just pee on somebody and pay them off, right?
Well, it's not just that.
Well, that's what he did the first time.
But you have to, and who knows how many other times.
If I would have seen the video.
But the victim has to settle.
Yes.
Yes. A person who is identified as former Dallas radio DJ Kitty Jones.
What's she look like?
I haven't seen. Says that she was sexually, physically, and mentally abused by R. Kelly.
Well, then we don't look at that. Doesn't he have some slaves in Atlanta, too?
That's the story.
Yeah, he's a wild man.
She made the accusations in a new profile for Rolling Stone magazine published yesterday.
Kitty who?
Kitty Jones, or I published a couple of days ago.
How old is Kitty Jones?
K-I-T-T-I.
Well, she's on the radio, so she's got to be
Jones,
of age.
Former Dallas radio DJ.
Okay. Yeah, but he had...
Yeah, she looks solidly of age.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he doesn't deal with people of age.
Well, this was in 2011.
Okay, so six years ago?
She wasn't 16 in 2011.
She made the accusations in a new profile for Rolling Stone magazine. She claims she was forced into sexual acts with Kelly and the other woman, and other women, when she moved to Chicago to be with him.
When can we have a threesome?
In 2011, she says the singer would starve her as punishment. In 2013, she claimed she escaped Kelly's home and went back to Dallas, but was beaten a couple of months later when he was in town for a show.
But he's got such great voice. He's got a great voice.
The allegations come weeks after another woman claimed that she was forced into a sex cult while underaged. Representatives for Robert Kelly deny the story.
Of course they do. He's a representative for the guy.
You say, it's only proper that you say, nuh-uh.
They say, nuh-uh.
That's what you pay representatives to do.
To say,
nuh-uh.
Cases
like this, to say, nah.
Exactly. Nah, that ain't it.
Did you see Mark Halperin was accused now?
Yes.
He's on Morning Joe. He wasn't there this morning, apparently. But this dude...
He's apologizing.
Normal geek announcer. TV guy. Just normal geek announcer guy.
Veteran broadcast journalist Mark Halperin apologizing after a number of women accused him of sexual harassment. Halperin's a senior political analyst for NBC News and MSNBC. Five women told CNN that Halperin propositioned women he worked with at ABC.
Did he get any action? Because he's a nerd, man.
The 52-year-old journalist issued a statement to CNN admitting he had pursued relationships with women he worked with, including some he described as junior to him. Halperin said his behavior was inappropriate and caused others pain. He said he's going to step back from his duties at NBC News and MSNBC to deal
with the
situation.
I don't want to get into this territory. If he harassed people, he should step down for a little bit. But when is it, how you doing?
Well,
we asked that question before. You can ask a girl out once, right? And you can't ask her out twice if she says no, right?
Yeah. From what
I'm reading here, it was a little more than how you do it.
Well, I'm sure it was.
Oh, yeah.
Because obviously, if they accused him, these women were obviously felt bad. I mean, felt like he was doing something.
So, was he a broadcast guy before he put the books out?
Oh, yeah. He had his own show on MSNBC.
Okay.
Yeah. So, what do you do, Puss?
Well, this says overtures to employees for sex, kissing women without consent,
grinding
up against three women while pressing an erection against them, and grabbing one woman's breast without consent. That's a little bit more further than...
Keep reading, you're getting me hot.
Yeah.
I'm moist.
Yeah, you can't do that.
No.
I make waffles.
Yeah.
If he would have just said that.
Exactly. Yeah. They know what that means.
They do.
Right.
And you can't really get busted for that.
Not for saying I make waffles. And then nod your head. Like, say, come here. I make waffles.
Girl.
Girl.
Yeah, if you just say that.
Girl.
And you can have them in the morning.
But when you read the headlines, you got to read into it. Obviously, that's all that's inappropriate. But, I mean, just don't even say anything to anybody anymore. You just don't.
Yeah.
Just go get in your car and get out.
Eye contact in the workplace is a no-no now.
Is that the takeaway?
We joke about this off the air, and I hate to be sound like a grown man pig, but sometimes we are grown men pigs. We think that way. I think just don't say anything. And I almost feel bad. Should be able to say a lot of things. There's a lot of cool women and a lot of cool dudes at your job that get it. They get fun hanging out and having a good time. But you can't grind your crotch against women.
No.
I've heard, unless they want it.
But
unless
it sounds like they didn't.
Unless they say they want it.
And it's always clear.
No.
That's not even enough.
No, I know what.
They've got to say they want it.
On tape.
You've got to get it in writing.
Right.
Well, and even then, if you do that in front of somebody else who didn't want to see it, then you've offended them.
Oh. Yeah, so it's
that's crap.
The two of you.
I know, that's crap.
Goes,
in a room, alone.
And that's just jealousy taking over there. He hit on her, not on me. I'm going to narc on
video camera going, and she signs an agreement.
You ever seen that YouPorn category where people are knocking out at work? Some of them are real, you can tell. It's usually bent over desk stuff with a phone leaning up, and they're going, shh, quiet. It's not.
Really?
Yes. There's a really great one. I'll show it to you. She's got a sweat. You can tell it's not professional at all.
Amateur stuff?
Yes.
Because I refuse to believe that anything on YouPorn is real.
Yeah, this one is. You can tell.
Because if I look at these.
If the sweater stays on the whole time.
There is some amateur stuff.
Yeah, there's some amateur stuff. You can tell the difference, though.
It's just really bad.
A trained eye can tell the difference.
Really bad production.
True. Yes.
Yeah, if it involves bad production and people...
No, these are just one cell phone.
Sure, people who are not that attractive. Right.
So is this a cell phone video, or is it video that was recorded...
Okay, now here it is. Without being
security.
Too graphic.
Security.
Say you're bent over that desk.
Yeah, I'm bent over that desk. I mean, you're bent over that desk.
And there's a camera like right where your face is, like phone,
Yeah.
And there's a guy behind you.
Okay.
And she has her shirt on. It's totally real.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because there's nothing to see.
There's nothing to see. And she looks like a hot girl in the office.
So it's a one-camera shoot?
Yeah. Well, it's a one-cell-phone shoot. Okay. Yeah, basically. But you can't
from
do that
the wrong
nowadays.
End.
So get it on tape where she says yes.
Yeah.
Before you have sex in the office.
Okay. And then have her sign something.
But how many guys in these businesses are all freaking out now? Oh, my God, I rubbed my crotch against her. Is she going to say anything? I'm serious. Everywhere.
Aren't you glad that didn't stick to the tape?
They should. It needs to stop.
It does.
Oh, no. Of course you should say something. But I want to know, when does it become a guy that didn't do anything gets accused? Because once he's accused, he might have done that. You know what I'm talking about?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Then he's got the scarlet letter on him.
I guarantee you bosses are afraid to have meetings in this day and age.
Yeah, without witnesses.
And I'm not saying these things shouldn't happen. These allegations are legit, and these guys should be fired. I get it. I get all that.
Mm-hmm.
But don't you think there's just a normal boss who's just such a good guy and just afraid of anything now?
Well, don't you know, if you notice the offices that our bosses have up the hall here, a big panes of glass in the middle of the window, in the middle of the door.
I bet you it happens a lot of places.
That's not by accident.
No, it's not. Yeah, I'm sure most offices do now.
Well, that's so the women don't harass them.
Well, yeah.
Or we harass them.
Or that, yeah.
We'll get accused of sexually harassing our boss, who's a dude. Easily. You guys keep pulling these dumbass jokes in the office.
John wants to know, is that green sweater girl?
Yes. That's her, man.
He loves that video.
You know why? Here's why you'll like the video, too. Yes. Here's why you like this video, too. She's good-looking, but she's normal-looking. I mean, she's not porn star. She looks like somebody you'd have sex with in the office.
Like that dude is?
Yeah. And
that guy's thinking the same thing?
Yeah, Hassan has seen it, too.
She does have a green sweater. Right? Yeah.
It must be a popular clip.
It is. Because it's real. It's so real.
Is it under the amateur category?
Just type in sex at work or something like that, yeah. That's John. He knows.
That's funny. John Mayer sharing a personal milestone with an encouraging note to his fans. The 40-year-old singer-songwriter guitarist announced that he is celebrating 1 year of sobriety.
Wham.
He revealed on Twitter that he decided to give drinking a break.
This music's going to suck.
And that is a very personal thing for everyone, but for him, it's a constant return on investment.
Yeah, stop bragging.
He said he wrote his post because he wanted people to know that that's enough for now is on the menu, so to speak.
Is he still getting high?
Yeah.
I would certainly hope so.
Because I know he's a big weed smoker.
Yeah. There's no mention of that. I always wonder.
Yeah, because you say the word sober, you should be sober from everything. The sober doesn't mean alcohol. It just means you're sober.
Well, did he say sober, or did he say just a year not drinking?
He said
celebrating a year of sobriety. Now, that's what it says here.
See, that'd make it easier.
But the quote is, give drinking a break.
Yeah, see, that to me seems like he's still smoking weed.
Yeah, so.
Which is fine with me.
But, whoever wrote this, our little,
he's still
wire service.
He's still altering his conscience and relaxing. Good for him.
We assume.
Because if you can't do anything, that would suck.
Ooh. Yeah, I tend to
Petey shudder. Whew.
At least during the week, I take a 16 to 18 hour break from drinking.
Good.
Consecutively?
Once
or
a week?
Not total.
In a row?
Wow. Once a week, you'll do a 16 to 18 hour break?
What night is it usually you don't drink?
Oh, there's not a night I don't drink. Oh. But I take a...
From the time I wake up in the morning till 7 o'clock. Oh, I got it.
From
bedtime till 7 o'clock the next night.
From 9 o'clock the previous night till, say, 6 o'clock.
I am not going to give you crap for that.
That's a 21-hour break.
I drank a little bit
less. That's too long.
I had a couple drinks myself last night.
That's amazing, Todd. You're my hero.
I think just type in green sweater and you're good.
Is it? Okay, we'll watch it during a break. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.